Salen Show at Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and Happy New Year. This is my first live show in, I don't know, it feels like a year. Well, it's been about 6 or 7 weeks because I just returned from an extraordinary adventure in which I visited 13 countries, 21 cities in 38 days. Frankly, I'm still whacked out of my mind, jet lagged, and I just woke up from another odd nap in the middle of the day just 20 minutes ago. So I hope I don't the whole show. I think I'll be able to fake it. At least I can go maybe on auto drive. I've certainly had enough coffee already. It is really, really good to be home. And I did have one of the greatest adventures, which I will be speaking about for many weeks to come on the show and writing about as well. But we have a radio show to do. And today's show will be about catching up with two of my regular guests because we haven't been live in a while. And that they are Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who will join me for Therapy Talk. And she has a special announcement, which I am eager to hear and share with you. I actually know what it is, but we will share it with you. And it's very exciting. And then Sherilyn Laban is back with us to talk about politics. What was fascinating about my trip was how little I paid attention to what was going on in the world at large, other than big headlines. We got a sort of newspaper on the cruise ship, and we didn't get the news channels that I choose to watch, so I wasn't going to watch the BBC News, which I think is highly slanted, and I think there was CNN occasionally, which is very, very, very slanted. Not that all news these days isn't slanted, even the channels I prefer, and I'm a Fox fan, so I've already put it out there. That gives you my sense of what is right and wrong and what is objective and not objective, though I acknowledge they have their bias as well. Anyway, today's column is controversial in and of itself, and it will be partly our topic. The column, which was published this week in the Santa Barbara News Press and my other usual outlets, was and is called Genetics Determine Everything. And it's interesting, when I first wrote it and published it, it didn't even occur to me that it was controversial. Then I got a couple letters from readers that both applauded me and said I was very brave to put that out there and brought up examples of where this sort of topic has been controversial in the past. I was, in essence, reporting about a lecture I attended while on the ship from an eminent professor, recently retired from the University of Johannesburg in Cape Town, or University of South Africa in Cape Town, by the name of Dr. Robert Schrierer. Pronounced odd because it's spelled S-C-H-R-I-R-E. And he was the kind of academic and public speaker that is very rare, which is he was an academic, but he was a brilliant public speaker. Brilliant in that he could speak extemporaneously. He knew what he wanted to talk about, but he didn't read. And he was endlessly fascinating. He talked about very specific topics like the history and future of South Africa, and then bigger topics like the history and future of the world, but his way of expressing it and way of backing up his arguments were just intelligent and fascinating. We attended four of his lectures. There were five. I actually missed the first, which everyone said was a way incredible way to begin. So let me get rid of some of the business that I do of my show, which is, of course, you can follow me and all my columns and everything that I write and do. And I have a lot of stuff going on these days with videos, comic strips, the radio show, columns, etc. You can find that all at brucesalen.com. The columns are under the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page. You get a drop-down menu with all the goodies that are there, and you just go to Weekly Columns or just hit it, and it'll take you to the columns that are currently online. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where I join a great community of over 5,000 men and women, moms and dads, from all over the world. Fascinating that so much of what I do has dad in the title, but so much of my community is equally men and women. I have a theory about that and why that is, and I think that women are generally interested in the things that have to do with family just more organically. So if it says a dad's point of view or it's anything about parenting, even though a dad may be in the name, just like my dad chat gets an equal number of women and moms as dads and men, I think women are interested. I think a lot of men are not. Now, this would go fly in the face of politically correct logic, but I love flying in the face of politically correct logic. So I hope you will join our community through either dad chat or a dad's point of view, the Facebook page. there's lots of great people and lots of wonderful things that we can learn. Just a little bit more news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad's New Year Resolution. Now, I must remind you all, I am not that dad. I write about things that happen in my life in every aspect of my writing and the comic strip and my videos and other things, but the character dad and the character son are not, in fact, me and my son. Well, the truth may be that the son character is a little bit more like my son, but I do take quite a great deal of liberty with the dad character that I do not think represents me. If I am doing that, it is sort of a masochistic of me to write about a character that is quite as foolish and silly as Dad is. But that's what makes it a comic strip. Tonight at Dad Chat, we will be talking about gratitude, which is a topic we've covered before. You cannot have too much gratitude. And this trip that I was on hit me between the eyes in incredibly strong ways as far as how lucky I am and how lucky we are to live in America, which Michael Medved calls the greatest nation on God's green earth, and how our kids, I think, take so much that they have that is wonderful and incredible for granted. So tonight at Dad Chat, and we're live every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. Tonight we're going to talk about gratitude, and I'm going to share some pictures and stories from my trip. I really do invite you to become part of that community. This week's vlog, which is called I'm Not That Dad, is one of 51, or actually two of 51, that I've made so far from my trip. I have made 51 videos. They range in length from 23 seconds, which is the last one I made, called Dumb Dung Beetle, to nearly 14 minutes, and this one has not been officially published and listed yet, and it's called In Search of Hugh Jackman in Africa. And it's, in essence, a little mini movie. But the two that I posted this week are called Ebony and My Nikes and World War Z at the Taj Mahal. And both, I think, are really fun. Ebony and My Nikes tells in video, very short, it's like a minute, maybe 2.5 minutes long. World War Z is about the same length. Ebony and My Nikes tells the story of me trading my shoes for a piece of ebony, that was carved, and how and why that happened. World War Z at the Taj Mahal is really just a funny name for visiting the Taj Mahal at sunset when thousands of people come to visit. They usually come in the morning at sunrise and in the evening at sunset, but it appears from my experience, having gone both that morning and evening, that the crowds are incredibly bigger at sunset. And the Taj Mahal is one of the seven wonders of the world, and it is deservedly so. I was very skeptical about, you know, how incredible going to this place would be, but it really is incredible. You get a sense of it from some of the vlogs and the video that I will be posting. I was going to do a Dad's Point of View life lesson, but I think we'll save it for segment three. I want to remind those that might be interested that sponsor slots are open for both Dad Chat and this radio show. You can find out and get me, get a hold of me, that is, at bruce@bruceallen.com. We will be coming back to Sherilyn Labonte. I say doctor and I say professor because she is so darn smart. It just seems to me that she has that sort of credential. Again, the topic is genetics determine everything, but I think I will be going a little bit all over the place. And it is time for a break, so we will be back, God willing, with Sherilyn Labonte after these messages. Bruce Allen, you know what to do.